WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present the Ivan Raiklin Report with retired Lieutenant Colonel of the Green Beret, Ivan Raiklin. Ivan served 25 years in the Department of Defense, Intel, and Special Operations communities as an enlisted officer, civilian contractor on active duty, reserves, and National Guard across five states. Most recently, he was an instructor at the Joint Military Intelligence Training Center, teaching the U.S. intelligence intel community and international partners about intelligence analysis, national security, and multinational operations. He is currently a constitutional attorney. And now, here is your host, Ivan Raiklin.
Okay, what's going on, folks? I don't know if you can see the plaque in the background. I'm just right outside the door of our friend here. Our good friend from California, if I'm not mistaken. You can see there, just walked out in order to talk to his staff to figure out when we can meet. So I'm going to keep walking here. Well, bottom line is I'm out here in Congress and the Capitol, actually not inside the Capitol, but the Capitol offices, to try and speak with the Speaker of the House, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, and politely, but yet in a stern manner, request that it's been several weeks now and he has yet to release and actually direct his sergeant at arms to go ahead and release the 14,000 hours of tape. Not only does he need to release the 14,000 hours of tape, but he also needs to go ahead and direct his sergeant at arms to go ahead and release all the communications that were occurring in between some folks such as, Nancy Pelosi, Jamie Fleet, her chief of staff, other members of her staff on that day. Here, I'm gonna grab a seat right here so that we're out of the way so we can continue this live broadcast. So bottom line is we need to get all of the communications that have transpired between the previous Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, her staff, her sergeant at arms, the DC mayor, the chief of police, all the law enforcement entities that were involved in planning and preparing in order to secure the Capitol and the Capitol grounds. Also, the Secret Service agents that were there that day with Mike Pence himself, the Secret Service agents with Kamala Harris, the DNC security, the RNC security. Bottom line, all of that needs to be released. And we need to find out what's going on and what actually happened. And I think once we do that, I think we're going to be in a position to really get to the bottom of the real truth and the details of January 6th. And that's all we were trying to get a hold of. I think there was a Ukrainian agent, can't recall the name, but there's a, you know those blue check Twitter accounts that have the Ukraine flag, those that basically every week they change their religion. You know, one day their religion is the rainbow flag, the next day their religion is clot shots and the EUA products, and the next day it's the Fauci religion, and I think now they kind of been steadily staying the same with the Ukraine religion. But one of those Ukraine religion accounts that has a significant bot following put out a tweet of me with Ashley Babbitt's mom, Mickey, and a couple other folks from that are advocating for constitutional rights and due process for the J6 defendants. I basically said that I'll be going to the DC, going to the Capitol, and pleading with Kevin McCarthy that if he does not, I mean, last week he said that he was considering releasing the tapes. And then Matt Gaetz on a podcast a few days ago, I think later in the week, last week, said that the tapes are going to be released, but we still haven't seen anything. You can talk all day about, oh, it's coming, it's going to happen. Well, guess what? It hasn't happened. So now we're going to continue to plead and show that the demand signal of the entire nation is there. And so if Kevin McCarthy is not ready to release the tapes by the end of today, which is basically close of business, is coming pretty quickly. I'm going to go ahead and try to actually, after this, go over to the Capitol building and see if I can't schedule something with the Speaker's office. Maybe we can catch him here tonight. But bottom line is, if he does not release the tapes by the end of today, then we have no other option than to demand that somebody go ahead and move to vacate the chair. Because that is a very important thing that America needs to find out. What actually happened on January 6th? Not only the one-sided story that was presented by the Mike Pence J6 cover-up committee in order to make him look like the messiah, of which he's not, but the actual totality of the story showcasing what I've already investigated and provided over the last 2 years now, that he committed treason. He was participating in a coup with Nancy Pelosi when they did not allow a quorum. Sadly, I think Kevin McCarthy is going to be implicated as well in that, because he also was complicit in allowing for a non-quorum event on January 6th. And we really need to get to the bottom of all the actors that were involved, particularly the federal actors, and particularly Nancy Pelosi, her daughter, her son-in-law, John Sullivan, Ray Epps, the communication that all of those folks had amongst each other in order to facilitate that unlawful entry, the breach into the Capitol, and then how they communicated with big media and big tech to frame the story of what, of their side, the story of what happened, meanwhile stifling the truth of what happened, which was the four extrajudicial killings of four members of United States citizens that were participating in a First Amendment activity on that day. So one on the inside here, one just on the outside, and two others, on the Capitol grounds that were, two people were murdered and two were at least the victims of involuntary manslaughter and possibly voluntary manslaughter by the U.S. Capitol Police. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm trying to let the staff know that the demand is there, and that, give them a heads up. Give him an opportunity to release the tapes. We've given him ample opportunity. January 3rd, 118th Congress began. I believe on the 9th it was, or 8th, if I'm not mistaken, 4 or 5 days later. He then became the Speaker of the House, immediately appointed the Sergeant-at-Arms. At that moment, he should have directed the Sergeant-at-Arms to release the tapes. And instead of beating around the bush and saying, oh yeah, I will consider releasing the tapes. There's no considering. There's doing. And since you're not doing, we're going to go ahead and increase that demand signal, and it's going to continue to escalate in the coming hours and minutes. So that's kind of why I'm here. Now, I'm going to take a little, let me see, where are we at? 8 minutes in. Okay, so I wanted to give you a little bit of background of what was going on before I had to cut the broadcast short last week. So last week was a pretty interesting week, a lot of travel, much more than I normally do. So last week I had the opportunity to go to Texas, Free State of Texas, Free State of Florida, and then to Tennessee. So what happened? A couple of big events going on. So the first one in Texas, I had the opportunity to go on to Alex Jones' show in studio, on Owen Schroyer's show in studio, on InfoWars. And then, actually, you know what? I may have a guest here today if he wants to speak. You want to tell us a little bit about your experience of Texas and how you like Texas compared to Virginia? This here is Gregory Raquin. What do you want to say, Greg?
Texas.
Say a sentence or two. What?
Texas is great.
Why is Texas great?
Doc Pedro waffles.
You like the Texas waffles and Doc Pedro that you met?
Yes.
He's referring to Lieutenant Colonel retired Dr. Pete Chambers, also known as Doc Pedro, since he's down there near the Alamo, near the border. So he had the opportunity to meet him when we were there a few months ago. And did you meet his dog?
Oh, yeah. I forgot what his name was.
Joe?
Joe, yes, Joe.
And does he catch Frisbees pretty good?
Yes.
How good?
Really good.
Really good. That's right. Yep. So, and then, so I was down there in Texas. That was just a day trip there and back. Obviously, Mayorkas and his lackeys over at the DHS and Transportation Security Administration opted to go ahead and continue to conduct their Fourth Amendment violations, also known as Fourth Amendment raping and gang raping of law-abiding, lawful U.S. citizen, honorably discharged veterans that have honorably served our nation for a quarter of a century, only to, upon finishing up our career, to just face massive amounts of unnecessary constitutional violations. Meanwhile, the border is completely lawless, unsecure, open for full invasion, fentanyl coming in and destroying our society, China, the Chinese Communist Party, essentially taking over our entire executive branch and attempting to take over our entire country and all of our institutions. Meanwhile, instead of focusing on those problems and threats, Alejandro Mayorkas focuses his efforts on his political opponents, or the regime's political opponents, which happens to need to deploy sometimes upwards of 9 individuals against me. So that's completely ridiculous. Excuse me. Next up, we went to Florida. In Florida, we had the opportunity to speak at an event in Sarasota. For those that aren't aware, of the 3,143 counties that are in our country, in order to regain our electoral system, we have to take over one of the parties to then be able to take over our governmental institutions and the election apparatus. So what does that mean? We need to focus our efforts on counties by counties. So the whole adage of local action equals national impact, well, you have a county in Sarasota where you have some serious patriots that are doing their part to go ahead and take things back over. And there was a rally in order to apply pressure to Joe Gruters to pull his endorsement from Rhino Romney McDaniels so that she doesn't become the chair of the Republican National Committee. So out of the 71 members of the Republican Party of Florida that showed up for that vote, 69 of them, exit poll showed, did not support Rana. And then of the remaining that didn't show up, because there was a lack of quorum, they obviously also were too concerned or afraid to show up, or were just too busy and didn't really care for Rana. So out of all the people in the Republican Party of Florida, really, Joe Gruters and maybe two others out of the several hundred supports her. So it'll be interesting how this plays out on Friday during that vote. But we'll keep an eye on it closely as things develop. So next up we have, after that trip down to Florida, the TSA continued. Remember, from DC to Austin, Austin to DC, from DC through Atlanta into Sarasota, and from Sarasota back to Nashville, Tennessee, and then Nashville, and every single leg of those flights, I was coerced into a on the receiving end of Fourth Amendment violations by the beloved TSA, of which, if you follow my Telegram, you're going to be able to see that and see every instance of that. And at every opportunity, I try to ensure that the TSA agent reads the Fourth Amendment before they start the process of violating my Fourth Amendment. And then I tell them now that they've read it, they are now on notice and doing it intentionally, and consequences will be had accordingly based on how they treat me. On the last trip from Nashville to Virginia last night, yesterday. I flew back yesterday, and in the video, go to my Telegram, scroll up the feed, and I'm gonna be posting it on Rumble as well. The bottom line, I told that agent that before he proceeds to violate my Fourth Amendment further, he's going to need to be double face toileted, what they consider as a face mask. So two face toilets. He needs to show me a PCR test current with the results, and then he has to show me his vaccine passport with today's booster. That's what I demanded of him, and he did not comply. And so since he did not comply, I told him that I designated him as a domestic terrorist using the same standards as the Homeland Security's bulletin that came out the day after the cyber symposium, August of 2021, that labeled anyone that did not want to participate in the sham CCP-19 measures, what the low IQ individuals call the COVID-19 measures, But bottom line, I told him that based on those standards, he was now a domestic terrorist. And I told him so. So you can see that on Telegram, nice little video. I'll post it up on Rumble later today. And that's how you treat these domestic terrorists. You treat them as such, you tell them what they are, you call them out for what they are. And now that we have that on video, and I tried to be a good Samaritan and explain to him, give him ample opportunity to not violate the Constitution, not violate my rights, comply with the DHS's clown show, CCP-19 measures. He refused on all fronts except for one. He agreed to put on two face toilets when I told him that he would have to do that. And so that is essentially now the content and the video evidence necessary to provide to the Homeland Security Committee of the House of Representatives, chaired by Congressman Green from Tennessee, of which I just went to. And now hopefully he will now have the political courage to take that and essentially call in acting faux Secretary Mayorkas, since it is an illegitimate executive branch headed up by the Chinese Communist Party's ambassador, and downstream from him, every single person that he quote unquote appointed will be considered as fake faux acting secretaries. And so this acting secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, is going to be called to task, invited to speak, give a public apology for treating a veteran Green Beret attorney in the manner in which they've treated him, i.e. myself, over the last 17 months. And then he's going to remove me off of the secondary screening list. And not only me, he's going to explain for the whole world on C-SPAN, not only his apology to me and everyone else that's been placed on that list for political reasons, he's going to communicate on who placed us on that list and why. And then once he does, he will also be arrested and placed in the jail downstairs in the Capitol for violating our constitutional rights, okay? So that's what needs to happen, and I'll be working towards that. That's only the effort that we're gonna have on the Homeland Security Committee. We're also going to do the same thing with the acting, the TSA administrator doing the same thing. So bottom line, basically, that's what should happen. I wrote a Substack article specifically as it applies to that. It's called Are Some Personnel Within the DHS and the DOJ, Are They Domestic Terrorists? And I make the case that they are based on the definitions of what a domestic terrorist is. And then the individuals that committed those transgressions that meet the elements of being such, to include the definitions that are put forth by the FBI on their own website. So, Greg, you got anything else to add to that?
Can we go eat?
You want to go eat?
Yes.
How about we finish this show in 12 minutes? Because I want to make sure everybody's updated on everything going on and how do we do this complete executive branch body check. And then once we're done with that, we'll see if we can have dinner with Kevin McCarthy as we convince him to release the tapes. Okay, let me put this other earbud in here. So thanks for participating, Greg. Okay, so that's, going back to my Substack, I just released that literally within the last hour, specifically outlining what Kash Patel calls the government gangsters. While I love me some Kash Patel, great patriot, I would extend it further and say I further went into deeper analysis and showcasing how these aren't just government gangsters. These are domestic terrorists, right? And their actions are completely violent domestic terrorist activity. And if you don't believe me, let me give you a few examples. All right, I'll give you two examples of kidnappings that occurred by the FBI. One, Roger Stone was kidnapped, assaulted, battered. His wife, Nydia, was the victim of intentional infliction of emotional distress when they raided his house a couple of years ago. Fast forward, Peter Navarro, when he was kidnapped at the airport at Reagan National, a few months ago. Yeah, that's called a kidnapping, a violent armed kidnapping. Okay. And then you had other examples of that, which talk about the assault, battery was committed, as well as not only medical, like DHS basically trying to force medical rape with the face toilets, medical assault, medical battery. And then when the government was trying to enforce these clot shot, heart exploding injections, that's called DNA mutilation, physiological mutilation. So we're going to, over the next few Substack articles that I write, today's was just a general overview of the terrorist activity conducted by certain individuals within the FBI, the DHS, particularly TSA, and we're going to go by name, time, date, name, transgression, location, etc., of each one of these actors. And then we're going to move on to, you know, previous folks. But bottom line, there's going to be a lot. The reason why I'm writing this is in order to then, once I write these up and we publish them, then I send them forward to the respective members of each of these committees to help their staff and those members to utilize in order to conduct that necessary body check against the executive branch, whether it's the Homeland Security Committee providing that necessary body check against the DHS and the TSA, as I mentioned, whether it be the Judiciary Committee with Congressman Jim Jordan, or the subcommittee on the weaponization of the executive branch against peaceful, lawful American citizens and patriots. We're going to provide support to them. We're going to provide support to the Armed Services Committee in order to push back against the lawless Acting Secretary Austin with this clot shot, heart exploder mandate, destroying the military and force readiness, whether it be, you know, bringing in Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, and showcasing to the entire world of how he, according to Lizzie Cheney and according to Milley's own testimony, how he listened to failed Vice President Mike Pence and his illegal unlawful orders on January 6th and implemented those. So we're gonna expose all of that, right? No one's off limits. We're going to focus our efforts on the very senior individuals within the executive branch to showcase every single illegal action that they committed over the last not only couple of years, but going back to 2016, whether they be still currently active executive branch members or previous executive branch members, such as the 60 former intel officers that absolutely lied and manipulated and provided disinformation to the media on the Russia. We're going to go after every single one of them. And it's going to be glorious. That's all I'm going to be focused on the next 2 years. So hopefully you guys are going to be in for the ride as I gather the information and evidence and provide it to these committees. What other committees? I think those are the main ones. The other one I want to talk about is the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. I've already had an opportunity to interact with them at length. That'll continue, and we'll be providing that necessary not only oversight, but we're gonna move beyond oversight. We're gonna move beyond hearings. We're gonna start moving into what's necessary, and that's gonna be criminal referrals. That's going to be detaining folks, arresting them when they come to testify. I mean, that's what we've gotten to. This lawless executive branch is going to face the similar, they already created precedent by conducting this violent action against patriots. Like I said before, kidnappings, arrest, assault, battery. So we're going to use the lawful mechanism of a sergeant at arms to go ahead and do the same thing. Two can play the same game. The FBI can, you know, raw dog and violently arrest folks. Well, guess what? There's a sergeant at arms that can do the same thing. And the U.S. Capitol Police that can do the same thing. So let's play that game. And hopefully I can provide the necessary legal framework and convince those to, other patriots to then be able to convince that those that have the discretionary authority to do so have the political courage, spine, and backbone to implement the necessary measures to conduct that, what I call the body check against this lawless, illegitimate executive branch that is in the midst of destroying this country. So if you want to follow along, ivanraklin.substack.com. Also on my Rumble is Raklin. You can find that. I'm also on Truth, Ivan Raklin, Getter, and some of these other platforms that are free speech platforms. I'm trying to think what else. It's pretty much it. Telegram, Truth, Getter, Rumble, and a little bit of Clout Hub. And then obviously Substack. And then my personal website is just raklin.com. If you want some of the previous interviews that I've done, I have them, I think, categorized by kind of, you know, investigating J6, investigating Mike Pence, and then another category called Deep State Marauding, where I personally confront these journalists that are just completely low IQ, really don't know what's going on, and taking the opportunity to, in person, just educate them on what they should be reporting on that they're not, and educating them that they're complicit in the destruction of our nation if they don't report on the things that that people need to know about, which is the treason committed on January 6th, the legally certified election of 2020, the CCP capture of our institutions, right, of which they are a target as well, they being the uniparty media. And so I'm going to close on this note before I finish. I've got a few minutes left. This week is going to be interesting. So every day at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be doing the Raklin Report. And every day I'm going to be coming out with something new as it applies to, you know, evidence put together and then provided to the respective members of these respective committees that will be involved in conducting the body check. For example, today I've already interacted with, let's just say, members of the Homeland Security Committee, provided the evidence that, thankfully, the lawless DHS and TSA did with what they did to me over the last week with the different flights. That has been provided, so we'll see how they use that. And then moving forward, we'll be interacting with all these committees, Armed Services, HPSI, Judiciary, as we find out which members of Congress are going to be on those committees. So stay tuned. I think this, the biggest thing this week is kind of that. And then the next thing towards the end of the week is the race for RNC chair. You got 168 members of the RNC. 85 are needed in order to secure the RNC chairmanship. And I'm going to be doing what I can to help Mike Lindell become the next chair of the party, because he's been the only one that's put everything on the line in order to be able to secure, you know, free and fair elections, an electoral system that everybody can trust and be proud of. And he's put everything on the line for it. Lastly, I think later in the week, I'm going to announce there's going to be a viewing of my documentary movie that we created called We the Patriots. And it's going to be on February 16th at a venue in Loudoun County, Virginia. So pencil that date in if you're in Virginia. February 16th, Loudoun County will be doing a viewing of the movie We the Patriots, and some of the people that are in the movie highlighted will be in attendance. So stay tuned. And Ivan Raklin here, wrapping up another episode of Raklin Report. Before I close out, I want to ask Greggy if there's anything new you want to tell the audience. Is there anything else you want to add? No, I wanted you to close out the episode. Did you want to say anything to the audience?
Bye.
Just bye?
Give me food, please.
What?
Give me food,
please. Oh, you want to eat? He's usually not this shy. So
I need food.
So once he has food, he'll be a lot better. Okay. Well, with that said, thanks, folks, for tuning in. It's a pleasure to be able to have people viewing. And I'm going to put this up on Rumble. So if there's any specific things you want me to report on, obviously you know who I have access to and what places I have access to. I'd like to focus not only on what I've already discussed, but if there's anything else that you want me to focus in on and drill down on, just let me know. So with that, signing off, Ivan Raiklin.
WVW Broadcast Network.